This is Abby's English Levels and Valentine. Welcome to our new lesson. You will learn how to talk about traveling and a tip on what to say when you don't know what to say. But first, I'd like to thank our listeners in Spain, Russia, Japan, and China. It's really great to know that people from so different countries are interested in what we're doing. Thank you, guys. You inspire us. And I remind you that you're welcome to ask your questions, which I'll be happy to answer in our next podcasts. The students who are interested in any official exams should try our new interactive courses from A1 to C1 level. They will provide you with all necessary topics, grammar and vocabulary, test your pronunciation and develop your listening, reading and writing skills. A native teacher will lead you throughout all the lessons. And of course, we will support you answering your questions via emails, in writing or audio forms or podcasts. Don't miss our free demo on our eLive English page. What you will learn today? Somebody said that we travel not to escape life, but for life not to escape us, and that the world is a book, and those who do not travel read only one page. How do you feel about traveling? I really enjoy it. I think this is the most exciting thing on earth. Today is the last lesson on speaking part 1 of the IPSI exam, and you will learn how to talk about traveling, useful vocabulary on types of traveling and travelers, places to see and things to do while traveling, and another tip to make you feel more confident. As usual, let's start from the questions about traveling that you can expect from your examiner. They might be, do you like traveling? Where did you spend your last vacation? Why did you go there? Tell me about a place you'd like to visit. Why do people travel? What are your reasons to travel? And here I'm going to give you a tip. If you're kind of blocked and can't come up with any ideas to answer why people travel, think about yourself and your own reasons for traveling. This approach from general to something particular in this kind of thinking about yourself in any situation will always help you to answer any kind of questions. Now let's move on to the useful vocabulary on the topic of traveling. First, about types of traveling. Apart from the usual traveling on a beach holiday or sightseeing, there are some other types. For example, a package holiday is one organized by a travel agency for which you pay a fixed price, including the cost of the hotel and journey and sometimes food. A city break, a short holiday spent in a city. A day trip, it's a tour or excursion that mean you leave in the morning and return the same evening. An intensive tour, it's a journey given to a worker or the staff in a company as a reward for good work. A staycation, it's a holiday that you take at home or near your home rather than traveling to another place. A trek, it's a long, usually hard walk, lasting several days or weeks, usually in the mountains. A weekend break, it's a short trip, often to a city or countryside hotel that includes Saturday and Sunday. And finally, it might be a pilgrimage, which means traveling to important religious places. I think that would be quite enough for your speaking test, although there are some more types of traveling. And now let's talk about types of travelers. You could be a city slicker, which means a city dweller with sophisticated manners and clothing. If you a beach bum, it means that you're quite happy with your favorite drink on a sun lounger, having a sea by your side. A pampered princess will never swamp their creature comforts, which means everyday things that make you feel comfortable, for anything else. Cozy, relaxed atmosphere and maybe some beauty treatments are all they need. Adventure at heart is a person who will always look for off-the-beaten tracks and undiscovered indigenous places. Culture vulture needs all sorts of sites, art and culture features. And what type are you? What do you think? Now, places you can see while traveling. You can visit remote regions or far-flung places, busy tourist resort, steep slopes and high peaks in the mountains, picturesque landscapes, rugged and rough paths, deserted beaches, spectacular coastlines, breathtaking glaciers, local handcraft shops and traditional markets. Now, what do you do there? You can be off the beaten track, which means stay away from the usual touristic places. You can sample or try the local cuisine, follow a trail, enjoy the buzz of the city, if you're, for example, a city slicker, soak up the atmosphere, which means immerse yourself into the new atmosphere, hit the beach and hit the shops, including, which means go a lot. You can get away from it all, recharging your batteries, go on a trek and enjoy creature comforts. Also, there is a good phrase to stay about the start of your journey. You can say set off on a journey, which means start a journey. You can set off in the early morning or late at night. Now, let's see how we could answer the examiner's question using the above vocabulary. Examiner, why do people travel? You. I guess traveling gives you a real thrill from soaking up the new atmosphere, sampling different cuisine, and meeting local people. Besides, nowadays escaping from your daily routine has become much easier, and everybody can find something suitable for them. For example, I am a culture vulture and a beach bum at the same time, so I always look for the places that offer cultural events alongside tourist resorts on spectacular coastlines. Something like this. Well, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Leave your likes on iTunes and comments below if you find the lesson useful. I hope to have you with me the next lesson, which will be the first related to speaking part 2 of the FC exam. Don't miss it. This was ABC English Levels and your Valentine. Take care and bye-bye.